a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The weather is our top story this morning. There's a change coming, and the storm could put a good amount of new snow in Utah's mountains.
Some of that snow could even end on the valley floor. KSL News Radio's Chris Jacobs joins us live with more. Chris?
Amanda, plan on poor weather as you plan your commutes for this afternoon. We're looking at a mix of rain and snow coming into the Salt Lake Valley. I can see the cloud cover already from here in the foothills. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory starting this afternoon until tomorrow at 2 p.m. They say we can expect 3 inches around Salt Lake and up to 12 inches in the northern mountains. If you look at the KSL vortex, you can see most of the storm will actually start around 9 a.m., then continue through the day, which is going to make that afternoon commute a bit rough. They recommend that if you see heavy snowfall, you slow down. Reporting live, Chris Jacobs, KSL News Radio.
Storms on the East Coast made travel difficult for thousands of Americans headed home over the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Hundreds of flights delayed, dozens canceled, but among the major U.S. airlines, fewer than a dozen flights grounded. A far cry from the chaos seen over the summer.
I think after the past few years, everyone's back to normal, getting pretty good at holiday travel, so it was pretty easy.
Air travel is returning to levels not seen since before the pandemic.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting.
People returning to Salt Lake over the weekend say their experience wasn't too bad. KSL TV's Lauren Steinbrecher spoke with a few of them at the airport.
Salt Lake telling me that while it was a busy travel day, not necessarily record-breaking like we've seen at other places across the country, they projected just over 27,000 people would go through TSA and fly out. Travelers we spoke with said that things went pretty smoothly for them, both in and out. One family saying, honestly, keeping track of their three kids was crazier than trying to navigate that post-Thanksgiving travel.
A couple of brothers heading back to California say they heard there were very long lines, so they showed up an extra 2 hours early, only to find the line shorter than expected.
We're hearing today from a horse rider who was hit by a car at a light parade in Spanish Fork over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details. Adam?
Yeah, Tim, Trent Anderson was riding his horse during the Spanish Fork Festival of Lights Parade when a car plowed through the barricades and then eventually into him and his horse.
The noise hit me before the motion did. We were rolling off the car and onto the asphalt. Number one, is my horse okay? Number two, what was this guy doing?
Anderson tells KSL TV both he and his horse Duncan are expected to recover. Police say the car made it almost 7 blocks before running into Anderson. He was booked into the Utah County Jail on suspicion of driving under the influence. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The entire city of Houston, Texas has been put on a boil order. The state is sending aid to help the city's water system get back online by tomorrow. ABC's Brooke Taylor explains why it will take so long.
The city tells me that first the state has to approve their plan. Then it takes 18 hours for them to test the samples, analyze everything, and determine whether they are safe or contaminated. They tell me that the earliest they expect this to be lifted is Tuesday. To just give everyone some perspective, we asked the last time something this widespread has happened in the city, they say in 2021, back with the winter storm.
The Houston Water Department says anyone who drank the water before the notice was sent out should be fined.
Classes have started up again at the University of Idaho. School was canceled after the quadruple homicide of four students living off campus. ABC's Andrea Fujii says police haven't given updates, but the town has seen some changes.
More than 2 weeks after the murders in Moscow, Idaho, no arrests or murder weapon, and investigators have not revealed a motive. Now, growing signs of fear within the community. Police are getting an influx of 911 calls for unusual circumstances or welfare checks for loved ones. And a local locksmith says he's getting 50 calls per day from people wanting deadbolts installed in their homes. Authorities maintain the killings were targeted, but detectives have not revealed if one or multiple victims were the targets, saying they want to protect the investigation.
Police still have not found a suspect or a murder weapon.
Apple is suffering supply issues because of new COVID lockdowns in China.
I'd say by next week, finding an iPhone is almost going to be like trying to find a piece of gold. Look, this is not good news. I mean, clearly going into holiday season at the most important time.
That's Dan Niles speaking on CNBC.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. We go back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, they cleared up our other two crashes that we had in Utah County, in American Fork and in Linden. But now we've got one reported on I-15 going north in Santaquin. It's after the first Santaquin exit, supposedly. Don't see anything in the way of delays just yet from that. And so far, so good. I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley. Some earlier southbound slowdowns we had in Kaysville have cleared out for the moment. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 7:05.
A small plane got stuck 100 feet in the air in high-voltage power lines in Maryland last night.
The single-engine plane hit a massive power company transmission line late afternoon, knocking out power to more than 80,000 customers and leaving the plane, pilot, and passenger snarled in the power lines.
It's not going to be stable until it's chained and strapped in place.
I can't imagine sitting... If you've got to see the picture of this plane hanging off that power pole, because
it's
terrifying.
It looked like it went nose first right into the tower.
Yes. ABC's Andy Field reports that two people inside the plane were eventually rescued and taken to the hospital.
A pilot miraculously walked away from a plane crash in Morgan County, according to officials with the Mountain Green Protection District. That crash happened Sunday afternoon near Durst Mountain. The pilot ended up walking 6 miles to get cell service to call 911 and get some help.
Former President Donald Trump insists he did not know his invited guest, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West, was bringing guests to their Mar-a-Lago dinner last Tuesday. The former president laid out an extra table setting for self-proclaimed white nationalist Nick Fuentes. Representative James Comer was asked about the dinner.
Well, he certainly needs better judgment in who he dines with.
Critics say the dinner with Ye is equally alarming because the celebrity has recently lost major business deals for his own anti-Semitic remarks.
Hollywood was hoping for a better Black Friday weekend.
Black Panther Wakanda Forever three-peated at the box office over a somewhat sluggish Thanksgiving weekend. Wakanda! The Marvel superhero blockbuster easily blew past the competition with $64 million for the five-day weekend. Coming in a distant second was Strange World.
Our entire world is in grave danger.
This animated Disney adventure only managed $19 million, which is the lowest opening for a Disney animated Thanksgiving release since Treasure Planet bombed 20 years ago. In third was Netflix theatrical release of Glass Onion, the sequel to Knives Out, which had played quite well over the 2019 pre-pandemic Thanksgiving, was in less than 700 theaters, but brought in an estimated $13 million.
Crew, we've arrived. Disruptors have assembled.
Glass Onion is only in theaters for a week before the streaming giant pulls it for a Christmas bow on its service. The other new wide release, the wartime aviation drama Devotion, failed to win many battles with just $9 million for fourth place. I'm Kevin Carr.
Some Utah kids are showing their stuff in the Trampoline Gymnastics World Championships. Details from KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
Competing in Sofia, Bulgaria, Utah was well represented on the world stage. The United States team featured four Utahns. I spoke to Brittany Hansen from Hooper, whose daughter was prepping for the mental side of the competition.
She just has to focus on the fun part of it and not the stress of getting a place. Like, it really doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter what place she gets at this point. She's basically put in the hard work to get where she's at.
Another Hooper resident, Brooklyn Jolly, placed fourth overall in the competition. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Evidently, Hooper's a hotspot for kids that love to trampoline. Merriam-Webster has chosen gaslighting as its word of the year for 2022. Lookups for gaslighting on the dictionary company's website increased this year by 1,740% over 2021. Merriam-Webster says they choose the word of the year based solely on data. 7:09, time for us to get a look at traffic and weather together here. We do it every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Triple Rewards from Mountain America. A couple of crashes cleaned up, and another one comes along, Andy.
Yep, and thankfully, it's been kind of out of the way. All of our crashes haven't really been on the main stretch. Right now, I'm looking from Draper to downtown. There's nothing on the freeway as far as delays, and the roads are dry for now. Still good on SR 201 between I-80 split and I-215's west side. Some earlier heavy traffic in West Valley on Bangor going north is thinned out now, and I don't see any extra wait time at the intersections from 47 South all the way to the airport. Same thing, Mountain View, some earlier slowing in West Valley has thinned out for the moment as well. Heather?
Roads are dry right now through Weber and Davis counties as well, but I see some very low-lying clouds, especially in the Roy and Sunset area, so you may see a stray raindrop or two as you're driving along. No problems, though. No accidents reported on city streets or your major freeways if you're trying to get into downtown Salt Lake. That's still a 30-minute commute from Ogden. And things look pretty good if you're trying to get to the airport using Legacy or the Westside Belt. Eric?
Well, in Utah County, we do have a new crash. This is northbound in Santa Quinn, not causing any slowdowns right now as you work your way from the county line all the way up to the Provo area. No trouble from that point also heading up towards the point of the mountain. And southbound, you had a couple of crashes between American Fork and Linden this morning, but both were cleared up pretty quickly and haven't really caused any major delays. Come see the Festival of Trees November 30th to December 3rd. Bring the patients at Primary Children's Hospital a holiday full of hope. FestivalOfTreesUtah.org. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast. This morning, 7 a.m. will be 28 degrees, light winds out of the east, and clear skies. For the lunch hour, hazy sunshine, high pressure overhead, temperatures in the low 40s. By this evening, hey, 5 p.m., temperatures in the low to mid 40s, and hazy sunshine. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in Salt Lake City, it's 41 degrees. You were just saying a minute ago, looking at the radars, that it looks like this storm, the snow part of
yeah.
it, may hit right in the middle of the afternoon commute.
Yeah, just before. I think it was like 3 o'clock or something where it comes in. Yeah. And then it stops for a while, and then it comes back around midnight tonight.
Yeah, so both the drive this afternoon and tomorrow morning could be a little tricky. Right now, 41 in Salt Lake.
Coming up in just a moment, it is World Cup fever, and the U.S. is going to face a must-win game tomorrow. We'll have details just ahead.
Let's talk sports for a minute here. Call it a football miracle. The Utes are headed back to the Pac-12 championship game. Utah and three other Pac-12 teams needed to win their games this weekend to send the Utes back to Vegas. It all happened, highlighted by Oregon State's stunning upset of Oregon. Utah will face the USC Trojans this Friday night, 6 o'clock.
The BYU football team will be without a defensive coordinator when they head to their bowl game. Elisa Tuiaki announced on social media last night he is stepping down after 7 years on the job. He says it's time to venture out and pursue a new challenge.
The Utah Jazz are on a four-game losing streak after dropping a heartbreaker to the Phoenix Suns Saturday night. A six-game homestand starts tonight, and you'll hear tonight's game against the Bulls right here on KSL News Radio. The tip at 7, and we'll give you a chance to get your name in on some tickets in about 10 minutes.
A Florida woman is filing a $5 million class action lawsuit against Kraft Heinz.
Velveeta shells and cheese dinners.
The woman claims Velveeta shells and cheese take longer to prepare than advertised. The lawsuit says it takes 3.5 minutes to microwave the dish, but the other steps, like mixing the powder and adding water, tack on more time to the process. According to the suit, the plaintiff expected the shells to be ready to eat in 3.5 minutes flat. Kraft Heinz has responded, saying they're strongly defending against the frivolous lawsuit. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
A dress designed for Princess Diana is being revived. Designer Elizabeth Emanuel says she can't find the original dress and doesn't know if it still exists, but she's taken steps to carefully recreate the bright pink body-hugging dress that Princess Diana wore to a party days before marrying Prince Charles all the way back in 1981.
Jay Leno is back on stage. Wow, after being seriously burned while working on a car in his garage.
Just 2 weeks after he was seriously burned in a gas fire, Jay Leno is stepping back into the spotlight.
No, we got two shows tonight, regular and extra crispy. Okay.
The legendary comic returning to the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, California, joking about the accident on his way into the sold-out show.
Never thought of myself as a roast comic.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Good night.
The remnants of those second and third degree burns visible on his face, chest, and hands.
ABC's Will Gans reporting.
trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report. Jennifer Lopez is coming out with a new album called This Is Me Now. It's set to come out in 2023 on the 20th anniversary of her past album, This Is Me Then. A press release says the album will be sharing some of the singer's most vulnerable truths.
A British fisherman was fishing in France when he caught a massive goldfish, that weighed 70 pounds. Apparently, the Goldie already has a local rep and is nicknamed the Carrot. Don't let this give you any ideas, though. Utah wildlife officials say ditching your pet fish in ponds can be harmful to existing fish and hurt water quality.
Yes, we call that bucket biology, and you're highly encouraged not to do it and could be fined a lot more than the value of that fish.
Wow.
So don't do it.
KSL traffic now. We go back over to you, Andy.
And so far, no crashes on the stretch from Provo to Salt Lake City, although we do have one supposedly on North 15 down in Santaquin. Don't see any slowing from that, thankfully. Volumes are still pretty light on Redwood Road between Saratoga Springs and Bluffdale and Davis County. Both the Highway 89 corridor going south is clear, and most of the freeway traffic approaching the freeways doing okay as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a horse rider is speaking out after he was hit by a car at a parade in Spanish Fork. He says in that moment he fell to the ground, his first concern was his horse. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, people flying back to Utah over the weekend say the experience was pretty uneventful. But back east, hundreds of flights were canceled because of bad weather.
Third, a storm is moving in today. The KSL Weather Center says it will start as rain in the valleys but turn to snow later in the afternoon, which could impact the afternoon commute.
Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. What started as widespread protests against COVID lockdowns in China morphed into anti-government demonstrations over the weekend, the largest in decades. The Chinese people speaking out. Here's ABC's Maggie Rooley at the foreign desk.
Shouting, we want democratic rule of law. We want freedom of speech. Many holding up blank pieces of paper, a symbol of the growing movement designed to avoid arrest and call out censorship as they protest the lockdowns. And some in Shanghai calling for the country's president, Xi Jinping, to step down. A rare and brazen act of public defiance against the communist government.
China's zero-tolerance policy against COVID has led to more restrictions amid a rising number of cases. The nation's fourth-largest city is under a boil water advisory, and public schools in Houston are closed today because of it. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
Without adequate pressure, contaminants can flow back into a municipal water supply. But City of Houston Water Director Yvonne Williams-Forrest says,
I'm not concerned.
Despite a nearly nine-hour delay between the time the pressure dropped and a boil water order was issued, she says.
The system pressure was never zero. It always remained pressurized. It just fell below the regulatory limit.
She hopes to have the problem solved and the boil notice lifted by this time Tuesday. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Court date today for the alleged Buffalo shooter, ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Peyton Gendron is expected to plead guilty to at least part of a 25-count indictment that charged him with carrying out a domestic act of terrorism motivated by hate and other charges. The indictment said Gendron fatally shot 10 black people at the top supermarket in East Buffalo because of the perceived race and or color of the victims.
Gendron becomes the first person charged under the state's domestic terrorism motivated by hate statute, which carries an automatic life sentence. Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano, the biggest in the world, has started to erupt for the first time in nearly 40 years. Lava flows contained for now. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The U.S. is gearing up for a must-win game against Iran tomorrow.
Details from ABC's Will Reeve in Qatar.
The stakes are simple. If the U.S. men's national team doesn't win against Iran, their World Cup is over. So far, two ties for the team. A strong showing on Friday against England. They did score a goal against Wales in their first game, but that ended in a 1-1 draw as well. So now Iran, the pressure high enough. If the team wins, they're on to the knockout stage. But political tension magnifies this game. The Iranian players and some of their fans have been showing signs of support for human rights protesters back in Iran. And in their own nod of support, U.S. soccer altered the flag of Iran on a social media post. They took off the Islamic emblem from the center of it. The federation initially saying they did that intentionally. U.S. Soccer telling ABC News that the players and coaches had no prior knowledge of that post and that after internal discussions, U.S. Soccer took it down. And now Iran is calling for the U.S. to be expelled from the World Cup.
That game, by the way, is scheduled for tomorrow at noon our time here in Utah.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.